Hey everybody, how's it going? How you doing? This is me, Ruthie again. Welcome to the month of June. I'm sorry, this is the first time you've heard from me the month. Over the next couple of days, you will be getting things. So I'm pretty hyped about that. So yeah, this is just my Ruthie check-in slice of life kind of thing. What is on my plate? Today I am finalizing everything for my move. I'm kind of, well, not kind of, I'm very stressed, very leery of such. Life's been rough the last couple of weeks. I've been having like a lot of, family issues and mental health issues and stress and just so much like so many phone calls with companies and setting up and insurance and money and banks and moving and changing everything over and finalizing everything. And it's just been a lot. That said, on top of that, I've got my vaccine jab, which kind of like made me super tired for a few days. It's been storming on and off here. I've had a lot of issues with my computer and my internet lately. I think that has to do with the storms and or just my PC something. I don't know. I really don't know. So yeah, what what can I say? I'm working obviously while I'm talking to you guys. But sorry, I just lost every single friggin' thought inside my head. Yeah. So, yeah, I want to, sorry, I just thought of a song by the Bleachers and it's called I Want to Get Better. I just kind of do. Yeah. Sorry, I don't want like a big introspective thing about Ruth or anything like that. I'm just very. It's just a lot. Right now. Anyways, let's talk about the positive. New apartment. There is a part of me that is a million and one so excited about setting up my new apartment. I am going to be fiddling around. I'm going to have basically a sound booth corner in my room. I'm going to have a legit setup. I've almost obtained half of my PC studio upgrade goal, which for those that are on my Twitch or anything like that, you may have noticed that I have a goal up every month to keep track of it. I've just made the goal smaller to account for it. So I keep that in mind because every month, for my sub goals and everything, I have to reset my goals, which takes them back to $0 earned. But basically, I've gotten half of the way of the goal there because between the desk setup, new mic setup, the soundproofing, the studio parts, the PC actually in itself, which will include everything. Which includes everything except the monitors, which I don't think I need right now. I might get new monitors later. Mine are still pretty good because I got new ones like a year and a half ago. But though it doesn't include monitors and it doesn't include the GPU. And the reason that is just because like for the GPU, it's just like the demand. I've got people that are trying to get like the 3080 for me. But it's just when it'll be available and how much it is. I have a GPU right now. Once I hear that somebody has got the 3080, I'm basically just going to buy it from them. And then I will sell my old one, which is a 2060, which isn't amazing, but, and I think I also have my 1080, my old one that was 1080. Or actually, maybe when I get my new PC upgrade, maybe I'll put the 1080 in. I don't know. Anyways, the point is I'll sell the other ones to help make up for what, you know, to kind of help for whatever I pay for the 3080. But I'm almost halfway there. Hopefully by the time I get moved at the end of the month, I'll be close enough that I'll just flip the rest of it. I never expected to have it all paid for or anything. So that's good. And hopefully that helps with all my processes, my streamlining, and so on. What else? But let's see what else. So I'm really excited about just having that opportunity to have like that setup and everything. And let's see what else. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Yeah, it's a but yeah. sorry. I'm all over the place. My kitchen I'm really excited about. I think I'm going to do some coppers and blues cuz I think it's all like black, white and granite countertops. Gonna do that. So maybe whenever I move, since the apartment's an upgrade and all this stuff, so you guys may get some fun pictures, just to show you that I got a new place and for me to show a little pride in it. So we'll see. What else? I'm just really hyped about that. The apartment I've been living in, has been, you know, I moved to the city, I moved without a job. So I picked an apartment that I had enough savings to last a few months on. But this apartment is really like a patch job. And it's just gotten worse. Things falling apart and so on. There was at one point where I went 11 weeks without hot water. So much so that I like joined a gym, to like be able to go and use their showers. The water, like all of the plumbing is horrible. There's days, at least a few days a week, if not more, where when I turn on the water won't be clear. So I have to like leave the water running for like 15, 20 minutes to make sure it's completely clear. I think a big part of that has to do with like roots and stuff like that, or calcium deposits that they just need to replace all their shit, to be honest. But yeah, it's, you know, add that to some other stuff. but yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. There's just been a lot here. There's wood warping. The sinks have broken a few times. My dishwasher broke. My fridge is broke because those things are like 20 years old. The just water pressure sucks. Then the neighbors aren't very good in different things. I don't know. It's just been a thing. I don't want to sound like some like whiny princess, but it's just not ideal. And crazy enough, unfortunately enough, this is better than what I grew up with at some points. But anyways, the point is that the new apartment is a newer complex. It's not ritzy, but it's a newer complex. It's like I said, it's got the actual granite countertops. It's got newer appliances. It's got a microwave that comes with it. It seems to have nice courtyard areas. And it's not for much more. So it's like a small price increase, but it's an upgrade from where I am. On top of that, it will be in a city that is closer to my hometown. But also in that city, I do have a few friends and family. In this city here, I didn't really have anybody. Except an ex-boyfriend and then one good friend that I made. And that's really it. I loved all the adventure I had out here. Taught me a lot of things. It taught me to not be afraid of things and to just try, and that if things went bad, I could always redirect at some point. So, that's the best. It's the best I can do, you know? So yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I'm all over the place. See, this is why I said I want to get better. I have 8 million things going through my head, and it's been hard because since I can't seem to focus on any thoughts for very long, I've had issues working. For those that have noticed, that's probably why I've been doing so much GTA streaming. One, it's a nice little escape from the stress, but it also helps me feel like I'm creating something between me and my chat and the other people that are RPing in the server. I'm creating this character who has a whole life, who has a whole set of motivations. It's kind of like doing a live stage show of voice acting, and I love it. And I've also just made so many friends, and it's nice to just like do something silly, but that's my craft, and it's creating some sort of content. I don't think I'll ever do full-time streaming. I don't think I could RP this stuff forever. I'd have to have different characters and all. Yeah, I just really, yeah, there's just like a lot. So it's been nice. Like I said, it's been a nice thing to have. I've been working on some other things and some other forms of mediums, all those sorts of things. And I'm very excited for all that, overall. So, yeah. I hope that I'll get back to it. That being said, I've been working definitely when I've had any sort of 0 or 1% motivation. I've been working on things. I have some great things coming up this month. We have the Tag Audio thing, which I'm excited. I've thought of a few ideas for it. So I'm going to actually leave that up to a vote. So you get some sort of vote for the Tag Audio this month, and everything. The lower tier, you will get access to the, I think I did the vampire one, instead of the Tag Audio because there was just a lot that I was focusing on. So we'll see about that. Daddy Week is coming later in the month. So whenever that hits, my patrons will get early access to some of that stuff just because we've also got, for those that enjoyed it, I hope, we've got the Yeti Girl. I did the sequel last month. So this month, I think I should be able to finish part three. I hope you guys all liked part two. I enjoyed revisiting her and, she's really fun and silly and great and kooky, and it was fun. And who doesn't love a good Yeti cuddle? I'm finishing up the Girl Next Door series. We did part one, the remaster. Me and Kilbegan were talking about it was insane to kind of go back and listen to it because, you know, for him to edit. Because I believe, if I remember correctly, that was Kilbegan's like third or fourth piece of mine to edit. And it was 3 years ago, and it's insane because at this point he's edited at least a couple hundred audios for me. And you know, this was just a small hobby that I really was passionate about and I enjoyed making characters and bringing them to life. And you know, so we had this whole little chat about like, oh my God, this was like the third audio I edited for you. And you know, it's just insane. I hope you all like the remaster, though. I hope you all are very well. Yeah, just stuff coming out. And bear with me, anybody that's in the server on my Discord that watches my Twitch streams, that hates my Twitch streams, that hates the server, that hates everything that I do or doesn't like it or whatever. If you're only here for the content, stick with me. I promise it's going to get better and more. You know, if you're here from YouTube as well. Things have gotten a little skim there. I've just been overloaded with life. And honestly, if there's anybody in the world that will not excuse me on that, it's myself. Believe me. When I say, please understand I'm human, I'm the last person to be understanding to myself. But I've been told by many who I trust and who I feel are good people that it's okay. That, you know, I've put out plenty in the past and still presently that I don't charge for. And it's life, and everybody should be understanding. And I'd never make anybody feel like shit because they needed to take care of in real life stuff and take care of their mental health and everything like that. So I'm just going to say, I'm sorry if it's not enough for you. I promise it will get better. I just really need to sort out everything, and some days that's going to take a priority. But I will always do my best. And I think that's also why I've been doing the GTA stuff, because it's some sort of character content, ridiculous as it is, that kind of gives you guys something, gives me something, and everything like that. But I'm excited. There's stuff to come. Keep your eyes out on the post. Thank you so much for listening to me. You're all golden. You're all great. And you didn't have to support me, but you do monetarily by messages, by just being numbers and all of the growth and stuff. And thank you so very much. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.